right now, the crisis we're in is like kind of a perfect storm.
Sure, my name's Isaac Copeland, and I'm a researcher. I do research on homelessness and particularly youth homelessness, and then I also work as an instructor at Ryerson University, where I teach a class called Homelessness in Canadian Society. And I'm sort of just like a passionate, nerdy, like, I don't know, youth homelessness dude, I guess. I don't know. When I was growing up, my older sister, at the time, they would have called her a runaway. And so now they would probably say that she was a young person experiencing homelessness. In the youth sector, we see it all the time where there's like young people who maybe wouldn't have been in a shelter 20 years ago who don't have any other option. So there's people that are displaced in the shelter system who really, I don't think, would have been here, you know, 20 years ago if we were to look at the same demographics. For me, it was something that I was really passionate about seeing change in. And at the same time, I was sort of myself, I was fairly recent, so I took the class in 2010, and 4 years later I was teaching it. So I ended up back working in a large youth organization and doing research and evaluation this whole time. So for the last 5 years now, I've been teaching homelessness in Canadian society, and I think it's nice to have a class that's like an extension of your beliefs, like in your system of thinking, in a lot of ways, I think the way that I learn and the way that I think about the world, I'm able to put that into the class and the way that I teach. The experience of homelessness in and of itself is a range of experiences. So that's why I even use that terminology of like person experiencing homelessness instead of just saying like a homeless person or the homeless, because what's more important to me is like the person and the individual, and how they mediate those things is going to be different depending on who they are. Stop thinking so much about how people made individual choices to get into those circumstances, and more about why the circumstances exist and what are those big structures that facilitate a gross injustice like we have right now. We all have that shared humanity, and there's like a level of dignity, a level of respect, a level of I guess just acknowledgement that people like deserve as people. And I think a really big part of the course for me, if nothing else, is to kind of humanize the issue of homelessness. There's this sense that people can be treated less, basically less than human in a lot of ways. Like there's a sense that they don't have to follow the same, or they don't have the same rules applied to them as people who are housed, and it's as a product of them being homeless. There's a lot of ways that you can point to environmental and social degradation and harm that's come from this like intense inequality that's existing right now. And so I'd say it's even more concerning moving into the winter. Like we start to get like worried. There's been 8 deaths in the last little while, and there's been huge calls to call an emergency, which would unlock additional services, and people like Kathy Crow at Ryerson are really spearheading that. As much as like I would say, you know, it's take the course, I would say there's like there's great things to learn from the course around like organizing and around just even maybe a way of thinking about the world that might be slightly different from other courses. There's like a grounding of this course in lived experience, and by that I mean that we bring in folks from these communities almost every class. Our class is 3 hours a week, and it's for like a number of weeks, and I think it had an effect on me, and I hear from a lot of other folks that it's had an effect on them. And I think that impact is great, but ultimately it's sort of what you do in the rest of those days between the class and after the class, and what you choose to do afterwards, that's going to be the most influential on how you live your life and the change that gets made. So I mean, like, yeah, take a class, but the class alone isn't going to change anything. And I think it depends how you see the world and how you see your own position.
I think for me, it's like, if there's one thing, it's just that, like, people experiencing homelessness are humans. They're like, they deserve, like, rights. They deserve respect. Like, it's not just my responsibility as some random dude who took, like, a really big academic and, like, professional interest in this, but, like, in all of our jobs, no matter what we do, there's probably going to be an instance where we're set up with a decision that's going to influence other people that are vulnerable. So how are we approaching those issues when it's our own personal responsibility? Like, we can't all be like heroes and out there doing everything, but I think we can all do something.
I don't think anybody in society should be without housing. Like, we have enough resources that we could house everyone.